This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Good afternoon for a second time, Malcolm Campbell.
Yes, hello, Warren.
My guest who didn't cancel.
Well, I actually said I wasn't going to be in studio because I've been to a funeral today.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it was a work colleague Yes, it was a long way away, and I said to you, I may not get to the studio, you might have to phone me, but hey, I'm here, and I've made up for the other two people that didn't get here.
So. And I was ringing frantically going, am I doing it by phone, or are you going to pop into the studio? But it's always good to have you in the studio.
Yeah, it is. It's fun. I always look forward to it on my Mondays.
Now, we're going to get into sports. So
yes.
The first one we're going to talk about is, of course, men's cricket.
Yes.
What's happening there?
Well, the Aussies have been playing in New Zealand, and they've been playing for the Chapel Hadley Trophy, which is the one they traditionally play for between our two countries. And guess what?
What?
We beat them.
Oh.
3-0. So in New Zealand, their grounds are smaller.
They
just have smaller grounds.
Is it because it's a smaller country?
I don't know. But they beat them 3-0 in the series in the T20 and matches. So good. Well done to the Aussie boys there in New Zealand.
Before we move on, do you reckon because they're smaller grounds, mm-hmm. it's an easier game because
it should be easier
to field as far.
It should be easier to score, really, not to field, but to score, like to hit big higher scores.
Are we talking like much smaller, like the size of
a little bit
tennis court?
Yeah, no, not that small, but just a little bit. Yeah.
Okay, let's move on to tennis. What's happening there?
Well, tennis. Jordan Thompson is our number two Australian tennis player, and he won his first ever tournament at age 29 in Mexico. And he played the final, and he beat number 12 in the world, Casper Ruud. He was number 40 in the world, so he upset him. But in the semis, he played like a 3.5-hour match against Alexander Zverev, who's 6th in the world, and he was down 6 match points and still won the match. And in the quarterfinals, he was playing this young American called Alex Mickelson, was down 6-love, 3-love, and then came back and won the match.
Oh, wow.
I know. So it's amazing. But also, he then won the doubles with Max Purcell. So good on you, Aussie Jordan.
So Jordan Thompson is someone to watch in tennis, I
assume? Well, no. He's a journeyman. He's nearly 30. But he certainly did very well there in Mexico. And then young Aussie Taylor Preston, she was playing in one of her first tournaments. She's only 18. She got to the final in Mexico in Puerto Vallarta. Remember that place I went to last year?
I was just going to say, didn't you go there recently?
Yeah, last year. Yeah,
that's
right. After the gay
games.
Your
villa.
Yeah. Anyway, so she was runner-up there. She lost the final. But she's one to watch moving up the rankings there, Taylor Preston. So they're our major tennis highlights from last week.
Didn't we have that? Was she from China, that lady recently who at the Australian Open, who was a little bit older? I think she was in her 30s or something and did really well. Sorry to put you on the spot, but there was someone.
Oh yes, from Taiwan.
Shay
Su Wei. She's like 38. She
That's
won
right.
the women's doubles and the women's mixed doubles.
Exactly.
Crazy.
So you never know.
You look, if you're fit and you can play, good for you. But she's got an unorthodox style, which the regular players find it hard to play against. That's why she wins.
Okay, let's move on to women's soccer.
Well, you know, the big match is coming this week on Wednesday at Docklands Stadium, where the Matildas play their final qualifying match for the Olympics, playing, guess it.
It's country like it's start, happening all over again.
The country starts with a U. Do you reckon you can name it for me?
Uganda.
Keep going.
I don't know. Uruguay.
No.
I'm running out.
Well, there aren't many. Uzbekistan.
Uzbekistan?
Yes.
I wouldn't have thought of that.
No.
One.
Well, they played their first match in Uzbekistan on Sunday night and they beat them 3-0. So the return match is at Docklands Stadium and it's sold out. So you're going to have to watch it on one of the commercial networks on television.
So they've retained their popularity, which is.
Oh, hell yes. They are our most popular team in the country.
So that's Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Here in Melbourne.
On one of the commercial channels because you can't get a ticket.
Oh, we could sit outside.
If you really want to.
Well, you know what? I heard the Taylor Swift concert from my house.
Yes, people on a still night, you can hear a lot from the MCG.
Yeah, it was great. Mm. Didn't have to pay. Loved it.
Yeah, yeah. Were you wearing glitter and cowboy boots?
I was wearing a traffic light. Let's move on to A-League soccer.
Mm. All right. In our weekly wrap-up, in A-League Women's, Western United they're about to play Canberra United this week. It will finish the round. For some reason, the match is earlier. Sorry, it's first on the list. Just played Melbourne and Adelaide drew 1-1. That was Melbourne City. Newcastle beat Brisbane 3-0. Central Coast upset Perth 3-1. Western United from Melbourne beat Wellington Phoenix 3-0. And then a match, Canberra and Sydney, was suspended. They're going to have to recommence it. It was 0-0 during that one, and I don't know why. Then in the A-League Men, we had Central Coast beat Melbourne Victory 1-0. It's the first time they've beaten them in Melbourne in a very long time. Perth and Wellington had a 0-0 draw. Sydney and Melbourne City had a 1-1 draw. Newcastle and MacArthur from the west of Sydney had a 2-2 draw. Brisbane and Western United from Melbourne had a 2-2 draw. And Western Sydney beat Adelaide United 2-1. That was a round for draws, wasn't it, in the men's?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Now, Malcolm, the next one I'm quite excited about, and the reason I'm excited about it is because I love the name of the team.
And do you know what sport this is?
Hockey.
Yes.
Because it's written down in front of me. But I love the name. It's the Kookaburras.
The Kookaburras, that's right.
I love a Kookaburra.
Yeah. I can't do it. My throat's...
You don't hear them much anymore.
Well, not in the city where we live.
No.
The Kookaburras are our men's hockey team, and they're on a run at the moment. They're playing in the professional league in India, and they've won 6 or 7 in a row. They're not on the top of the ladder, though. The Netherlands are, because they've played more matches. I'm not sure how they're scheduling them, but if they were to play the same amount as the Netherlands, they might be ahead of them on the ladder. But we'll see what happens. But they're doing great guns, so I thought I'd give them a mention, because I don't mention hockey very often.
No, I think you should. And if they win, they'll be laughing.
They will. What are the women's hockey team called? I'm testing you here.
I have no idea.
The Hockey Roos.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's quite cool too.
Yeah, Hockey Roos and Kookaburras.
I love it. The Kookaburras. So we're supporting them in men's hockey. Any other sport we need to talk about?
No, that's it this week.
Do you want to know who that is on the screen?
Yeah, I'm like, who the hell's Jackie?
Who the hell is Jackie with an X? Well,
Jackie.
We broadcast live from Victoria's Pride down in Smith Street and Gertrude Street a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, yes, yes.
And I was doing it with Rach from Joy Breakfast. Mm-hmm. And Jackie has a new single out and came up and chatted about it. And we actually played it earlier here on Joy Drive. Lovely, lovely chat.
So I was saying to you before I came on air, because I was on the way back from the funeral, I listened to you for a good 45 minutes. And I don't usually, because I'm working in my office,
but
I listened to you and you had some great music today, just letting you know.
Thank you.
And talking about it. And I also heard you the other day when I was in the car and you were talking about your upcoming interview with about the film All of Us Strangers.
Ah, which you've discovered on the screen.
Well, it's on the screen, and that's why it made me think of it, because you were saying, you know, I'm looking forward to having my chat on Tuesday.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I have.
Well, you can join in the conversation tomorrow.
Well,
Susie Wrong joins us.
Yeah, well, that's right. I'm not going to give any spoilers.
No.
Have you seen it?
I've seen a bit of it, but I'm going to finish watching it tonight. I've got my ice cream, my chips, which I always have on a Monday.
After legs at the gym.
After legs at the gym, you can eat anything.
Yes.
So I'm going to do that and sit down and watch it. So if you haven't seen it, it is called?
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you. I'm just going to say it's got a twist.
Okay, all right. And join in the conversation tomorrow.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.